Brother Joseph, some people say that nobody knows when the rapture will be, because Jesus said in Matthew 24:37, as in the days of Noah, nobody knows when the flood came, so nobody will know when the rapture will come.
Just a minute. Let's read it.
Okay.
37, just read that passage.
Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
So they were eating?
They were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and it did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen. Look, shall I add another scripture? Mark 15:32. But of the day an hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. So it really looks like nobody knows, right?
Right.
Okay, wrong.
Well, it says
wrong. See, the Son didn't know then, because after the resurrection, in Matthew 28, Jesus came and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. He didn't have it before. See, here the Son didn't know, only the Father. But when Jesus went in heaven and the Father gave him all the power, then he knew everything God knew. You understand? So now the Holy Spirit is telling us.
But we don't know still.
No, we do know. We do have a very good idea. Then he was speaking at the present. Nobody knows. He didn't say nobody will know. He says nobody knows 2,000 years ago.
So why did he say like Noah's days?
Look, in John 16:13, what does it say? However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will tell you things to come.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit is here to tell us what's going to happen.
Okay. All right?
So look, let's analyze this. Some people interpret this above scripture about Noah that as if the church is not supposed to know when the Lord returns.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly, when Jesus comes back, it will be as in the days of Noah.
Yes.
When the flood came and took them all away. This interpretation is wrong. In reality, Jesus was not referring to the believers such as Noah, but to the unbelievers such as those on Noah's days. The proof is that faithful Noah well knew of both the number of the years and the number of the days. Why don't you go to Genesis 6?
Okay.
When the flood was going to come. And this is why Noah was not surprised by the flood and not taken away by it. You want to read it?
Okay. Genesis
6, verse 3.
Verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
And Genesis 7. You understand? Here he's telling Noah, 120 years.
Until the flood?
Yes, of course.
Mm.
So Noah had the 120 years warning.
Okay.
So it's false, his doctrine that nobody knew, nobody knows, he will be as Noah. Well, praise God, if he's going to be like Noah, then the faithful church is going to know, like Noah knew. In the days of Noah, Noah knew. Read Genesis 7:4.
7:4. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made.
Okay, go to Psalm 25.
Okay.
You understand, he's saying here, 120 years and 7 more days. So he warned him 120 years before, and then he warned him 7 days before. Noah knew the years, and when the year came, he gave him 7 days warning.
That's true.
We will know when Jesus comes back.
So when Jesus said nobody knows like in the days of Noah, he refers to the unbelievers.
The unbelievers, first of all. And second of all, he said nobody knows. He was talking at the present tense 2,000 years ago.
All right.
But like you said in John 16:13, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will tell you things to come.
Yes.
Why don't you go to Psalm 25, verse 14?
Okay, 14. Mm-hmm. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. Amen. It's
okay.
Right. Yes.
Also, Amos 3:7.
Okay.
So, the secret of the Lord is with them who fear him.
Amos 3:7.
Yeah.
Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
It's so clear.
All
he
right.
does nothing. He reveals his secret. What's his secret rapture? It's so secret that not even God knows, not even the Bible knows. There is no scripture. That's ridiculous. I can say Confucius is God. The Bible doesn't say, but I got a revelation. Confucius is also God or Buddha because it's a secret. But that's terrible to teach. to base doctrines on scripture which don't exist.
So, Brother Joseph, if we are faithful like Noah, God is going to give us a warning?
Yes, exactly. Our warning will be that the Antichrist will make a 7-year covenant, okay? And then we will have a 7 years warning. the 7 years covenant. You will know you make the covenant, all right? And then from then you have 3.5 years warning until the breaking of the covenant.
Yes.
Plus the 3.5 years warning after that until the rapture.
Wow.
Total 7 years. But we have messages about the Antichrist, the 7 years covenant. Dear brethren, can go and check them out.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.